Sie holden daf Tzadik. Daf Tzadik um Aleph. The Gemara says, right on top, the Yocheles Begina, Truma. This is one of the rayas that you see that Rabbanan Kibiyoy Kedov Min Atayra. It says here that she's Ladi Truma, even though the Kedushin is only with Rabbanan. So Gemara says again, but Truma de Rabbanan. It's only talking about a Truma de Rabbanan Shekrit. So therefore, it's not called you being Oyka Dov Min Atayra. Yitaka cannot eat Truma de Raisa. You only are Ladi Truma with Rabbanan. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Here in the middle of a shiloh, the Rabbanan could do something to be Oyker Adovim in Atarah. So it says, Alocha, Ochal Truma Temeya. If somebody eats a regular Yisroel, does not vera, and he eats Truma Temeya. So Alocha is, Mishalem Chulin Torim. He's supposed to pay back. If he eats Truma, he's supposed to pay back the Koyim, and pay him back Chulin. So he's supposed to pay him back Chulin Torim. He's supposed to bring back Torah, something that's Torah, and that's something that's Tomei. What about Shilem Chulim Temeim? Let's say you made a mistake and you paid him back Chulim. That's Taka Temeim. You're not supposed to do that. So it's Machlokes. Sumchis Aimer Mishum Rabbi Meir. That Bishoygeg, if you did it not willingly, you didn't realize it, the locher is Tashlum of Tashlumen. That the Tashlum is good, even though you gave the Kayin Chulim Temeim, still it's called a good Tashlumen. You ate a Yisrael Truma, that's the locher you're supposed to pay back. It's like Gezel, like you stole from the Kayin. So you have to pay him back Truma. You have to pay him back Chulin. And the Chulin, automatically, that's the din, becomes Truma. So if you're paying back Bishoigig, you did not realize it was Temeya, and you paid it back to the Kayin, it's good. Tashlum of Tashlumin. What about Bemezid? Let's say you know what you're doing. You know you're giving back to the Kayin now Chulin, that's Temeyim, and you're giving it to the Kayin to pro Tashlumim. The locher is Ein Tashlum of Tashlumin. It's not a good Tashlumin. So Rashi says, why the Kansinim late? Rabbanan make a kenas to say this is not called a good tashlumim. And you have to pay back again, the second time you have to give to the Kohen. The Chachamim say, Echod Zev, Yechod Zev, no, in both cases, tashlum of tashlumim. It is a good tashlumim. What you gave the Kohen right now, he keeps. It's called a good tashlumim. But the locher is, V'chayzer Mishalim Chulim Torim. You have to pay back a second time and give him back Chulim Torim. You have to pay him back good Chulim. That's what the Chum say. Now the Gemara says, Vavina, well, we have a cash like this. Let's think into it. The Mezid, it says by Mezid, if you pay back the Mezid, that means you know what you're doing. You know you're giving Temeim, Chulin Temeim to the Kohen. So it says what? Ein Tashlum Tashlumim. The Tanakam says it's not called a good Tashlumim. That's Remeya. Remeya said, the Mezid, Ein Tashlumim Tashlumim. It's not good. For the Gemara, what kind of why should that be that way? For the Gemara, just the opposite. It should be tova lo brocha. You should be getting a brocha. You're doing something good. To yochal minei midi dolei kachazilei bimei tumasei. Because what did you do? You went and ate truma tameya. Now truma tameya, kohen is not allowed to eat. Even when the kohen is tamei, he's not allowed to eat truma tameya. Truma tameya not allowed to eat. Nobody can eat truma tameya. So this Yisroel by mistake did a mistake, and he ate the Truma Temeya. Now, because Mishalim, what is he paying back to the Kohen? Midi, the Chozi Levi Meitu Mosley. True is giving something that's Tomei back to the Kohen, but Lamai says Chulin Temeyim. He's paying back regular Chulin. Now, Chulin Temeya, the Locher is the Kohen, is allowed to eat it. When the Kohen himself is Tomei, he's allowed to eat Chulin Temeya. So if so, like, what are you doing wrong altogether? Luchur, you're paying back to the Kayin, he's better off. What you ate was Truma Temeya, that the Kayin can't use at all. And what are you paying back to him? Chulim Temeya, that he could eat now when he's Tamei. So why should there be any kenas altogether? Like, you're not doing anything so wrong. So Rashi speaks out, even though the Luchur is, that after you pay this to the Kayin, Lamaise, it becomes Truma. And once it becomes Truma, it's like Truma Temeya, the Kohen cannot eat it. But you don't know that. When the Yisroel gives it to the Kohen, he doesn't realize that. He thinks time is giving him Chulin Temeyim. So the Chur, what is the Yisroel doing wrong? Why should we make a Kenas? There's no Svar to make a Kenas. So Mor says, V'yamar Rav, Rav says like this, V'yamri lo Kedi, other people Stam say, Kedi means Stam somebody said, we don't know what his name is, Stam somebody said it, V'at Chasurim Echzuro. really something is missing here. We're missing something. V'ochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Ochal truma tamei. Let's say a Yisrael ate truma tamei. By mistake, he didn't realize it was truma. He ate it. So Lachar is Mishala and Koldu. He's allowed to pay back whatever he wants. So Rashi says it means V'afilu chula tamei. True. If he wants to, he's allowed to pay back chulam tamei if he wants to. Why? Because the svar we just had. Because what did you eat? You ate something that the kohen can't use. It's truma tamei. The kohen can't use it anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to pay back also chulam tamei. You didn't ruin anything from the kohen. But let's say ochal truma toira. Let's say you ate what? Good truma. Yay, truma toira. Then the loch is mishalim chulam toirim. L'chadchila, you're supposed to bedavka pay back good chulin. Chulin toirim. Because since you took away from the kohen something that he was allowed to eat, it was truma Torah, so you have to pay him back also chulin toirim. What about if you did a mistake and shila in chulin tamayim? Let's say the Yisrael paid back by mistake chulin tamayim. So now it's machlekes. That Sunche says Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that Bishoygeg Tashlum of Tashlumen. If you did it Bishoygeg, you didn't realize it. The locker is the paying back is good. Lamaisa, you paid back the coin. Aye, it's Temeir. Okay, you didn't realize it. But the Ever is called a good Tashlumen. The Mezid, let's say you knew what you're doing. You knew that this Chulin you're giving back to the coin is Temeir. You knew it. The locker is ain't tashlum of tashlumen. No, it's not called a good tashlumen. That's what Ramei holds. Only in such a case, it's not a good tashlumen. Because here, lemaisa, you ate from the kohen truma Torah. So you ate something that the kohen was able to eat. And what are you paying him back now? Chulin tamayim. And it becomes truma when you pay it back to the kohen. It automatically becomes truma. And the kohen can't use it at all. So that's not called a good tashlumen. Therefore, the mezid we say it's not called a tashlumen. For chachamim, my mother, the chachamim say don't know. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid. Whether you pay back b'shoigig even, or else b'mezid, you know what you're doing. Tashlum of tashlumen. You should know what you paid back. It's chal. You really paid back, even though it's tameya. But the mezid you paid it back. But the locher is though for choizer mishalim chulin toirim. But you have to go and pay back a second time chulin toirim. That's what Chum holds. Even if you paid back b'shegig, you did not realize what you're doing. But lemaisa, you gave him chulin tamayim. The locher is you have to pay back again chulin toirim. So the kasher is v'hoch over here. The midiraisa tashlumim al yehevi. Really, what you paid the first time is called a good tashlumim. You paid the coin owns it. And it belongs to the coin, the what? The Mekadish Bu Koyin Isha. If the coin is going to go and be Mekadish an Isha with this money right now, Tafsilu Kedushin. The Kedushin is Takachal. Tafsilu Kedushay. For Yom Rabbon, and one of the Rabbonin say, Ein Tashlum of Tashlumim. Towards the cash according to Rameya. That Rameya says, if you pay back Benezid, the Loch Riz Tashlumim is not called a Tashlumim. So now, even though Midiraisa, it is a good Tashlumim. Still, mid Rabbanan, we say it's not called a good tashlumen. We take it away from the kohen. And therefore, if the kohen is mekadesh an isha with this money, we say the kedushin is not chal. Because Sharina and Eshes Ish Liyalmo. And we say what? The Eshes Ish is not married. Even though mid Yiraisa, really, she should be married. So you see, the Rabbanan have a right to be a kedavim in HaTorah. Tomorrow says, no, Mayain Tashlum Tashlum the Kamer Rameya. You know what Rameya means to say that if you pay Bemezid, it's not called a good Tashlumim. It just means to say, the boy that you have to pay him back a second time. As Rameya also holds, that Bemezid, if you pay back the Koyin Chulin Temeim, so Bemezid it's not good. What does it mean it's not good? Not that the coin has to give it back to you. The coin is allowed to keep it. It just means it's a kenas that you, Yisrael, have to pay back a second time to the coin. So then what the kedushin that the coin made, tak is called a good kedushin, everything is alright. Fred Gemara, Yochi, if that's true, Sumchis Haini Rabbonin. So what's the Machloikis Sumchis and the Rabbonin? They're both saying the same thing. They're both saying when we say that Tashlumim is no good, it means to say you have to pay back a second time. So what's the Machloikis then? So they're both saying the same thing. That it ain't Tashlum Tashlum just means to say what? That what you pay, the coin keeps. But you have to pay the coin back a second time. So for the Gemara, Haini Rabbonin, it's the same thing as the Rabbonin. So Gemara says no. That's not Kamino. Rav Meir doesn't make a knas of Shoyge Gotu Mezid. Only if you paid back the coin b'mezid, then we say you have to pay him back a second time. But if you paid him chulim t'meyim b'shoyge, it's okay. And the Sumchet Achom say no. Even b'shoyge, also they make a knas Shoyge Gotu Mezid. That even b'shoyge, the loch is, you're going to have to pay back a second time. That's the machlokes. If you paid back b'shoyge, you didn't realize that you paid back the kain chulin to meyim, do you have to pay back a second time or not? That's the machlokes. Ve'nechnami b'mezid, when you know what you did wrong, everybody holds what you gave back of the kain keeps. He's allowed to be mekadosh and isha with the money, he can keep it. Just you have to pay him back a second time. So it's not called the rabbanon of being like a dove in a Torah. So, Kitzv Meir, there's no raya, the Rabbanon Aroiki Radovim in a Torah. Toshima, come and bring another proof. The halacha is Dam Shenitma. If you have a korban, a korban, so they made the shechita, they have the dam, and now the dam became tomei. For Zarku, and the kohen still made his rika with it. He took the dam and put it on the Mizbeach. So, it depends. Bishoyge Gurza. If you did it, Bishoyge, you didn't realize it. Yes, that's the halacha. The dam shenitma. If you have the dam that became tummy. So if the kohen did it b'shoyge hurtza, the korban is good. The mezid lehurtza. But if the kohen knew what he was doing and knew this dam was dam tmeya, the halacha is lehurtza. It's not called the good zrika, and pasha the korban is no good. For at the gemara of a halacha over here, the midi yaraisa tzu yimaratza. Midi yaraisa, in both cases, the zrika is called the good zrika. The Tanya will learn like this. Ama tzitz maratza. When is the tzitz maratza? When the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. On which shavoyde does it help, even though something is being done wrong? Al adam, v'yal abosor, v'yal achelu shenitma. That's the case. If one of these three things became tummy, either the dam, or the bosor, or the chaylev. Yes, here's the shayla of what the locher is, that al adam, v'yal abosor, v'yal achelu shenitma. Let's say the blood or the buster or the chela became tomei, bein b'shoigig bein b'yoinis, whether it happened b'shoigig or b'yoinis, bein b'yoinis bein b'rotzoin, whether willingly or forcefully, bein b'yochid bein b'tzibur, whether it's a korban yochid or korban tzibur. That what the halacha is, the tzitzis maratza, that if the kohen does the avoida with dam that's tomei or with the buster that's tomei or the chela that's tomei, the avoida is good, the dam is marutza. So midi yaraisa, the korban's a good korban. Now v'yami rabbanon, the rabbanon say over here that lo hurtza, that no, it's no good. If the kohen did it b'mezid, the kohen knew that this dam was tummy, and the kohen took this tummidik dam and made a zrika on the mizbeach, midi rabbanon they say the korban is no good. And what comes out? For kohodo mayo chulin liyazara, midi rabbanon you have to bring another korban, and the second korban really is chulin bazara. So you see, with the Rabbanon, they've been like a Dovah Min HaTorah. They're giving you a right to bring a korban that you're not supposed to. It's Chulin Lazara. Which really, your first korban was good. The first korban that sits is Maratz, even though the dam was Tomei. But that's Balocho. Once the Kohen puts it on the Mizbeach, that sits is Maratz. So the fact the Kohen God was Machlokes, whether he's wearing it or not wearing it, but I call upon him Tumah, is Hurtza. Even by a korban Yochid. And still, let's say you brought a korban chatas. So with the rabbanon, we say the korban's no good, and you have to bring another korban. Aye, how could you bring another korban? It's chulin. Midi raisa, you don't have to. You see, the rabbanon have a power to be oikar adavim in a Torah. They could say, we'll give you a heter to go to bring this new korban, even though really it's also midi raisa. It's chulin bazara. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my loy hurtzum, the komar. What before the Rabbanim mean to say that the korban is no good if the dam is tomei? It just means lahate bosa bachila. It just means that you don't have a right to eat the meat. That's all. So kayin's not allowed to go and eat the meat. Usually the halacha is you need a zrika. After the zrika, then the kohen can eat the meat. Here, since the zrika was done with dam tamei, he's not allowed to eat the meat. Avo bailem nischapru, but really the bailem have the kapara, and they do not have to bring another korban. So therefore, there's no issim in the raisa. They're not bringing another korban chulam bazara. They don't have to bring another korban. This korban by itself is good. Just the only halacha is that the kohen cannot eat the meat. For the Gemara, but soif, like anyway, komis akro achilas basar. Midi Rabbonim, though, the Rabbonim are telling you now, you're not allowed to eat the meat here. Midi Yeraisa, you're allowed to eat the meat. Midi Yeraisa, the Zrika is called the good Zrika, because it sits as Maratza. So if the Zrika is the good Zrika, the basar, the meat of the animal, the crane's allowed to eat. Midi Rabbonim was saying, no, you can't eat the meat. Well, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the ochlu oisam are shek kupa behem. That what Malamed comes to teach us shekana moichlim. The way a korban goes is that when the koyin eats the meat, he shekana moichlim. Or bailam is chaprim. The bailam receives that kapora because the koyin eats the meat. That's the ochlu oisam are shek kupa behem. The koyin should eat the meat, and the mela the bailam the Yisrael will get its kapora. So chura since midirai, so the koyin is allowed to eat the meat. And by eating the meat, it's a mitzvah. The Yisrael gets his kapara. And here the Rabbonim are telling the Kohen, no, sit back and don't eat the meat. Because mid Rabbonim, since the dam was tamei, mid Rabbonim we say it's lehurtzah. But mid Yiraisa, though the carbon's a good carbon, and the Kohen is allowed to eat the meat. So you see, the Rabbonim have a right to tell us not to do a mitzvah. They're oikar a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Omala, you answered back. I'll tell you here, it's no proof. Why? Shevi altasa shani. Shevi altasa means you're just sitting back and not doing something. That's what Rabbanan could tell us. Whereas here, midirais, so the kohen is supposed to eat the meat. The Rabbanan told the kohen, sit back and don't eat the meat. That's called shevi altasa. Sit back and don't do something. That's what Rabbanan could tell us. The Rabbanan could tell us, don't do a mitzvah. We'll have to listen to Rabbanan. But by Yos, we want to know here to make a mamza the shaila was, how do we know that Rabbanan can be oikadova b'kum b'yasei? How could Rabbanan tell us to go and do something to be matar and isim and iraisa? That we don't have a proof. But here we just see the Chum have a right to tell us, sit back and don't do it.